is, he says, you have three matzahs. According to those poskim, he says, the Rosh, you have three matzahs, both the Rif and the Ram, there's two matzahs, three matzahs, he says. Breaks the middle matzah, puts one piece between the two. The other one is matzah fafi koyman. That's the Seder of the Mechaber. Couple of nekudas over here. No more like we say three matzahs as opposed to two. Three matzahs, you understand, because you have to have two for Lachem Mishnah. This broken matzah, though, is the thing we focus on, what this yachatz is about. You understand the yachatz, the Magen Avraham breaks down, he breaks the middle one, the bo'inon lechem oini, the nakash loni beplusa. First two Gemara, Pesachim Daf Kotazot, the Gemara tells us that there's a halacha called nakash loni beplusa, you have to have a plusa, a broken matzah. You break it at this point. It's not clear, however, why you break it at this point. The Beis Yosef brings down B'Shem the Kolba, and he says the reason you break it at this point is you're going to soon say Holach Ma'anyo. Holach Ma'anyo, the Cholav HaSedah Ba'adim, it's time talking about the piece that's called Olechem Oini. So Ma'adak is only the Prusa, the Derech of an Oini is to have a Prusa, the Oini has a broken piece. So too, to proclaim this is a broken piece, this is the Lechem of an Oini, you break the piece of Matzah. Putting one between the two of them is also a Dover, which he points out over here. Shabbat brings it as well. They all say the same thing, basically the Kolboy. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Tazvav. The Gemara speaks about the drasha Madakish Loni Vepruzo has another pshat in the word Lechem Oini. Lechem She'Oinu Lo Dvorim Harbe. Lechem She'Oinu Lo Dvorim Harbe. It's lechem that you speak very much about this piece of bread. Reference to the fact that there's the Haggadah. Rashi in Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav points out Oinu Dvorim Harbe. He says Oinu Lo Vesahalol. Oinu Lo Vesahagadah. Gemara Halol. Haggadah is set on the piece of bread. So it's two different taichin. You speak about the piece of bread. That's one pshat. The second pshat would be, it's lechem oni dakash loni beprusa. It's a broken piece of bread, and that's why we say you break the piece of matzah. But you look at the Gemara Kipshuta, it's two different halchim and the Gemara pshat lechem oni. The two don't come together. True, the piece of matzah could be something which you speak about. That's independent of the fact that you break it, you have to have a prusa. The Maharal, however, Maharal in Gvuris, and it says an interesting lashon. Maharal points out, he says, the two drashas come together. The language says, it's not sufficient because you're talking about here halachim of having the din of having holach ma'anya makes sense because it's halachim dakash don't it's beprusa. Rather, because we say the haggadah on a prusa. And also the lechemoni dakash don't it beprusa. Two things it puts together. We have to speak about a piece of bread which is Dakish Loni is Beprusa. That's the Oinul of Dvorim Habi in the Tzura of Alechem Sha'oni Oichel, Erech Prusa. Not as sharp, however, as the Balatanya Shulchan Aruch says a very interesting Akdor, and he says, Miktsosa Hashem Nitzorach Lachziru Lekorah Vedlita Nesob Atech Beis HaMatzah. The Shleimus says, we have the Minog, you take this broken piece, putting between the two Shleimus. The Eloim Elof Hagad God, the Fisha Tzorach, Eloim HaGod Al HaMatzah, Haru Yilotzeis Bo Yidei Chavosai. Haggadah should be said on a piece of matzah which is ro'i to be mekayim the din chayves matzah on it. Shenem b'toichel of matzahs lechamoini. V'do'osh chazal oin et dvarim harde lechamoini chos revov only losh dakshlo v'prusa van v'prusa. An interesting chiddush, he says that the halach of the haggadah, the amiris haggadah, it's not just a fact you have to halach ma'anya dakshlo on it v'prusa, but the amiris haggadah is said on something which you have to be yoytze by mitzvahs matzah. Lechem eat lechem oini, lechem shal oni, lechem oini shal of dvarim harde. So the aniya has to be upon a piece of bread which has the gather of what you matzah you eat with. That would be the pashtus. Now the Rav Alatanya understands, and that's menum is also in the Maharal. It's interesting. You think about Moshe Brur points out over there. Also, he says that the Ramos says you leave over there. The Shas talk about the matzah should be megula. Before we say the fikach, we cover it because we pick up the coast, we cover it. But he says matzah megula via pas megula. He says lechein nikre matzah lechem oini shanu dvarim habi. He says it very clearly. Dvarim habi, that's what it is. It's called because we call it. It's megula. It's open. When you make the agod, you say it. Indeed, that's the tzuras advarim. It's very gishmak in our minute that we break the matzah now at this point. Holach ma'anya amiris ha'agodo. All this makes sense. It's interesting. The Rambam points out totally different. The Rambam says in perek ches halacha vav in chomas matzah. Is talking at the point of rochza. Now the rochatz rochza, we wash alatila sedoyim. Little yodav shniya zokta vii. Sheresiach daita b'shas kriyas hagodah. Wash a second time. V'lakech shterikikim chelik echad mehenu meniach poros l'tech shalei. You break one of the two and you put the porous under the shalim. Because it says dak shalim beprusa. The Rambam Seder, he says very clearly, is you take two matzis, only two matzis l'ketchila, and b'shas the amir is abrocha, right before the amir is abrocha, you take the bottom and break it, hold the two together, make a moitzi, and a l'chilas matza. So the Rambam understands over here the din of prisa, the yachatz of the Rambam is totally not negeh. We don't have the karpas yachatz, we have the maise breaking this prusa, is b'shas the brocha. Dak shalom is the prusa, he says it's niskayim, b'shas you make the brocha, and you make the yachila, that's when you make the prisa. So in other words, A, two matzahs, not three matzahs. B, we have over here no inyan of halach ma'anya being shown, but dafke prusa. And finally, the halacha of birus hagoda ala matzah would seem to be sufficient when it comes to the din of having a matzah. Without having the ikuva of the balatanya, he says that the matzah say halach, the matzah say the hagoda upon has to be a lechem sheyotzim ve'idei chavosi, which has to be the broken lechem. Interesting. There's a point that is a David study, which is, again, understanding here. The Maral has a discussion as to what happens if a person only has matzah ashira. Matzah ashira bechlal, being yoytze mitzvah yedei matzah lel Pesach. Lo yishi yavad halach lechem moini, that's the din of lechem moini. Matzah ashira would seem to be something, matzah which is not shaloni, you can't be yoytze halach. That would seem to be halach. Maral points out, says very clearly, that's not the case. A person, there's two mitzvahs, he says. Vayla zun is two mitzvahs. There's something called Achilles Matzah, which is very of Teuchel Matzah, it's the din of Lechem Oini, which is Lechem Shal Anius. True. He can't be Yoitzer Aloche of Anius with Matzah Ashira, but he says the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, you definitely could be Mekai. He looks like if a person only has a piece of Matzah Ashira, he's Mechuyiv Tita Matzah Ashira Lel Pesach. The voice can say otherwise. If you don't have Matzah besides Lechem Oini, only Matzah Ashira, you can't be Yoitzer Aloche. So the way the Maral understands there's two Aloches, the din of Matzah, the din of Oini as well. You can have matzah beside the chefter shal matzah, which is niskai ma'idei achilas matzah, even if it's matzah ashira. But beside sheini, as far as the din of oini, it's a dovet study. Briskirov seems to point out the same thing. The din of lechem oini, he says, is the different halacha, independent of the halacha of the din of matzah. You know, the shem matzah is not dependent on the shem lechem oini, lechem shal oni, lechem beprusa, lechem which lacks the ashira. That's the same maral, interestingly enough, which he has the following distinction. According to the maral, he says, you could be yoitzah. The din of matzah, atz be'erf teichl matzahs b'layla hazeh, but nonetheless, the mashmoyis clearly is, when it comes to the agodah shal Pesach, the agodah should be on lechem, which is da'ak ashlalim b'prusa. What would be boy if the person has matzah ashir? Did they say that agodah? It doesn't say that agodah. You know, if you have a matzah ashir, which be, it's not a key in lechem oini, so you're being mitzapir, it's ha'agodah al-cheftah shal matzah, according to Maral's understanding, but it's not lechem oini. Yet here he says that there's the da'ak ashlalim b'prusa. Because you have the halacha of anius in the sky with the prusa dafkin, that's what you say the agoda upon. It seems to be the two things. There's here mitzalechet matzah ashir, which is the essence of what the matzah is, versus the prusa, a matzah being broken has the tzura of a past porus. Ech shlo yiyah, we understand as follows. Again, we have our minog is yachatz, karpas yachatz. You break it at this point, and now we're saying there's a halacha, not just as the kriya shem lechem oini, or the kriya shem of halach ma'ani rather, but rather because we have to have the Haggadah being nistapir, the Haggadah being set upon lechem, which is a lechem shel oni, which is a lechem which is a pruta. So the essence of the Haggadah is set upon this broken piece of matzah. It's not just set over here simply in the fact that you have a chefta shel matzah, which is sufficient to call it matzah. And as I said, you could be yoitz and mitzvahs matzah, even if it's not shel oni, even if it doesn't have a tzura of prusa. But at the same time, we break it with afkib, it's one of the sipur being set upon something which has the tzura of lechem shel oni. That's what seems to be the case. The Rambam, interestingly enough, when he's metayer the Seder Agoda, the Rambam points out very interesting. He says in the beginning, Perikhas, when he speaks about the Seder Alayla, Maschel Mavorach Beripi Adomer Lekech Yerik Metavol, he says the entire the Seder of Karpas. Vachakach Oikin Ashulchan Lefnei Akeire Hagodah Levadah. In the Oikin the Shulchan, Umoizim Kosheini Vekala Ben Shoyel. The Ram establishes over here quite clearly that it doesn't seem to be an Amira al Hagodah. Amira al-Gbina al-Matzah, rather. Oikin is a shulchan, it's a pashas, the Rambam, Oikin is a shulchan, And that point the Ben Shoyal. Later on, it comes to the Seder of the Gimel Dvorim. He says, "Umachzus Hashulchan Lefan Avayim BePesach Zeshan Oichlin, VeMatzus Zeshan Oichlin, Moritz Zeshan Oichlin." And then it's about that point, you bring back the Shulchan and pick up the Matzah and Matzah Zeshan Oichlin. So it's interesting, two points. The Rambam tells us clearly that as far as the entire Sipra HaGod and the Maschel BeGnus, Messiah BeShvach, etc., and so on, and the entire what we call the Seder HaGod, the Rambam seems to have it portrayed in the case where we've taken away the entire Shulchan. It's not there. So this halach that we've had pointed out in these poskim that say, take the matzah, break the matzah, be megal of the matzah, say that God on the matzah, that seems to be the opinion of those that make the yachatz earlier. It makes sense to us. We have the matzah upon which we say the entire agoda, versus the Rambam that says, oikinus ha-shulchan kipshut, and it's not said in front of us. The famous briskirov, the shem the briskirov, they say, chilukim between the din of sipur, the din of schiris, lel pesach, and other times, and one of the halachas is, it's said al matzah. This set on the matzah, the Rambam Pasha seems to indicate otherwise. Oikinus ha-shulchan. The shulchan isn't there, b'shas tamiris ha-agodah. However, what he does say, when it comes to the point of the matzah, the shloshet dvar meilu, kol mishlem and shloshet levelu, yotze chavosah, it wasn't yotze, he says at that point, we bring the shulchan back, and we speak about the Pesach, the matzah, and the murah. That's the thing we speak about. At that point, indeed, the matzah is there. We say matzah is lushan, oikman ha-shum, al-shum, shal-pasach, and so on and so forth. That we do say. So that matzah, according to the Rambam, is not a prusa. Let's understand that. That matzah, according to the Rambam, is a matzah shleima. At that point, it's still a shleima. The making takes place later on. So there's a little bit of a consistency over here. We understand that the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is upon a matzah, which is kelechem shaloni. That means that Tzuras HaPas is broken. You have over here a prusa. And that's what the Agoda is set upon. The entire Agoda. According to the Rambam, we understand the entire Agoda is not set upon the matzah v'chlal. It doesn't actually have to be present there. Once someone's asked a Meir Soloveitchik that the Briskirov says it's an Amiris Agoda la matzah, the Rambam seems to say otherwise, and he was matchik, and he said it's there, it's on the side, it's not in front of him. Strange dichuy. The Pashas in the Rambam, Kipshute means what he says, that the Rambam's oikin is a shulchan, it's not befonov, and b'shas the matzah zu shon oichlin, we do indeed show the matzah. Now, it's true that the matzah zu is crucial. Kol shaloim v'shaloish dvar me'ilu, l'yotz de'chevosa, it wasn't yotz de'chevosa, that it's a sipra dikid in Pashas, and we say the sipra has to be done upon the matzah. But of course, there's much more to the Haggadah. The Maschul, B'Gnus, Messiah, B'Shvach, the entire Tzuras HaHaggadah, whatever that entails, is something aside from the Matzah Zushon Oichl. The Rambam, however, does say, pull out the Matzah at this point, the Matzah Zushon Oichl, which is not a Prusa. And the Rambam says he hasn't broken the piece of Matzah until the point of the Yachila. That's when we speak about this halacha of the Matzah. We point out the Matzah. That you remark on the Shulchan just to point out the Matzah. So there's some kind of kiyum of showing the Matzah b'shas ma'aseh. Although the Din Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the entire story of the Golos and the Geula, isn't discussed. We have it, rumors in the Matzah, so he's to take on and so on and so forth. But the entire Sipur that we have called the Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Lel HaSeder, isn't done upon the Matzah b'chlal. So it makes sense. If you're talking about Lididon, you have to have Lechem She'oinun of Dvarim Habi, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Tzur of the Lechem has to be Lechem Shal'oni, which is Beprusa. So these things to go together. We take the bread, we break it, we show this is a pras Shal'oni, this is what an Oni eats, and that's what we say the story upon. According to the Rambam, none of this takes place. The Shem Matzah is there, seemingly, even though it's not Poros, in other words, no Dinli Ikuva, to have a Dova Prus, the Matzah Prusa, to call it the Matzah, that we're talking about. The Rambam has a shleim and he says, matzah zu shon oichlum, we eat this matzah. No problem if we say halach ma'anya because it's called lechem shaloni, it's lechem shaloni, whatever you want to call it. The piece of matzah is called a piece of matzah. But when it comes to the halacha of how you eat it, this halacha of breaking it, because da'akash shaloni beprusa, which is the din of the cheft of the matzah, you break it, that's halacha b'shas achilosa. You're holding by eating at that point, then you break the matzah. Let's be mind a little bit more into this halach of yachatz. And as we look at it as something which goes to the Seder, the excitement is about the afikoyim, but it seems to be that it's not so simple wonder what this yachatz is about. What is din yachatz is bechlal? I found a fascinating tshuva in the Marshal. Marshal says, he says the Seder alayin, it's v'achakach loikinus v'amtsoi. Shleimu. It should be a shleimu. Ratzaloyimu she'af hi tehe shleimu v'af shi lefrusa oimedes. Although it's being oimed lehi fares, you're holding by breaking this piece of matzah, it should be a shleima. V'yesh lechem mishnah zulasa. There is lechem mishnah besides that, because indeed we take three matzahs, to be mekandin of lechem mishnah, shleima upon, on top of bottom. And this one, this prusa b'emtza. V'kol makam, he says, lehidur mitzvete shleima v'yishabro. There's a hidden mitzvah of having a shleimer that should be broken. He says, "V'chele gadol yatmin, take the larger part, put it away." And so on. He brings up, he learns up the charuz that the second half is nitman. The bigger half, larger half is nitman. The smaller half is put back between the matzahs. What's this mitzvah, mahudar, of having a shleimer? Breaking, I mean, you break a matzah. There's an inyan of breaking bechlal. The inyan is having a prusa. The akashlon is beprusa. Now, mal, we would say the taiches, you take a broken matzah matchilah, it'd be very fine. We gain a lot. We have two shleimos. You have two shleimos on top and the bottom. We take another one of the shvores. One of the broken matzahs would be geshmak to use. Yet the Maharshal seems to say there's something here called a shleimo, and take that shleimo and break the shleimo dafke. We take those which are in the middle, he shavar, it's easier. Those which are semi cracked and are going to fall apart quickly, that's called the shleimah laloch. It holds, it's one piece. What is this mitzvah mahudah of taking a shleimah? Normally, we understand this entire discussion of speaking, having a prusa. Having a prusa, it would seem not more than the way we understand these poiskim, the kolba, etc., maral, the rav shulchan aruch, because it's an amiris hagodah la darkah shaloni. That means darkah shaloni is to have a dover porus. That's what you're having. So you have a dover porus, you have a dover porus. Indeed, the entire tachlis of breaking is just to have the tzur of a nechem porus. We can say that this is not something which is a mitzvah shvira. It doesn't seem to be a mitzvah to break matzahs. What we have over here is you need to have a prusa. You need to have a prusa. Yet you have over here this anadifus of taking a davar shalim, an entire matzah, breaking it to have the prusa. If my tachlis is to have dakash shalim the prusa, the yoni has a piece of bread. He has just a broken piece of bread. That's what the yoni seems to have. That's what the yoni has. Mali, to have a shleima to break, that's enough, it'd be sufficient to take the dover porus and have that prusa signifying the lechem prusa, the lechem porus, k'deitim mikayim dak shloni beprusa. Like, what exactly is it supposed to mean, this ma'isa prisi here b'chlal? It gets a little more interesting. There's a discussion of the Rishonim when it comes to the ma'isa prisa, to the prisa, exactly what the heter is to break the middle matzah. Why not break the top matzah? What's the difference? What's the difference? Which matzah you break? We all know that the Agoda will say, yeah, Shevet Levi didn't work too hard, that's the middle matzah breaking. We have all the Rambam that we have when it comes to breaking the middle matzah. What's the shaila of the Rishonim breaking the top matzah? And the Rishonim say there's a klala called Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs means that a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, he has to do it right away, and he can't cross over, pass over and do it later on. That is to say, the discussion suddenly centers on something called a mitzvah shvira. If it's kolkul ahechetimtze, it's kolkul and nothing more than a means to an end, a matzah shvira b'fanecha, there's no klal of mavir and ala mitzvahs. If you say there's a mitzvah shvira, there's a need to break the matzah, so then there's an issue of breaking matzahs. Meaning to say, I have to do a mitzvah shvira, break something, and suddenly it takes meaning to say, break what you the first matzah you bump into. So to take the matzah away and break the middle one would be an issue of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. Otherwise, it makes absolutely no sense. So now the plot thickens. What's that supposed to mean? Is there a din yachatz, which means break the matzah? Aloch, make bratzah, like the karpas yachatz. Break the matzah, because you're mechuyi to break the matzah. Hashem, yichud kutsh b'nichu, I'm going to break the matzah. What is that supposed to mean? It's even worse than that. It's a discussion that he's showing him. What he's showing him have the following discussion. What man hog maril? Wrote down like this, but the Segal brought him a shver. But Moshe Katz, Shniach Matzah Shniach, but Yehi Lo Yitzinav Shem Biplukta. Interesting. He took the matzah shniyah and he put it on top. He might say, he put it on top and make the ma'aseh shvira. Interesting. Like this, you have the top, middle, and the bottom. He took the middle out and broke it. Each love very segel, mimonavshach, and chap what you're doing here. E tach shevei ma'avirin, if you consider ma'avirin, im kein, ma'achet the mitzvah techoshet b'tzias afikoyim, if you kill, consider breaking that piece of afikoyim in mitzvah, tasim in hoel yoyna. Kiddin mitzvah de ein mavin ala mitzvahs. If it's considered a ma'isa mitzvah, and again, the din here is that breaking the matzah no longer became just this thing we do just to get the two pieces. It becomes something we do because we're doing a mitzvah shvira. So it's break the top mitzvah, matzah. Mitzvah. And if you would say it's not considered a mitzvah, which is what we understood till this point, leave the top one on top And indeed, leave that for the mitzvah. It's called Ptiyas Afas. And the Rishonim discuss, and they say there is indeed this halacha of later on, when it comes to the Amotzi, you want to have the Shleim on top, because that's what you're being Ptiyas Afas. When it comes to the halacha of the Chamishna, when you make the Motzi Matzah, at that point, you want to have the Shleim on top. Leave that the way it's supposed to be. The Mashem Avim and Rishonim L'choshev Avorodah, Ptiyas Avikoyim L'choshev Mitzvah. What is this thing, the middle on top, and afterwards, what exactly are you gaining? There's a discussion to shine it further than this. They ask, why don't we make a bracha on Maisa Yachatz? And that's mamish mind-boggling. Bracha on Maisa Yachatz? If we understand that the entire Yachatz is not more than a chetimtzit to get to an end, there's no such thing as a bracha on a Maisa Yachatz. The halacha is, you break it, not because you break it anymore from the reason that you have over here to have the brusa. So now we understand a few things. If in the kudas, they seem to point in one direction. Firstly, the discussion of Avir Lal Mitzvahs, Eim Avir Lal Mitzvahs indicates it's a Torah mitzvah. And the Rishonim are mistapik. In other words, they're not sure. Is it or isn't it a mitzvah? That's the first point. Number two, a bracha. That means what you've done is you've established that this is something which is called a Maisel Levarich Aleha. And the Rishonim have to explain. Other Rishonim say the reason you don't make the bracha is because it's not a Maisel, it's not a mitzvah Shleimah, not a Maisel Gura. It's not that which can be warrant the bracha. Kilo, you say the maisa betziah, the make the break this maisa yachetz is indeed a maisa mitzvah that would warrant the bracha. Nonetheless, because it's not complete, something's not complete about this maisa shvira, so we won't make the bracha on it. What bracha? What kind of bracha are we talking about? What exactly are you doing over here? It's a need to have two pieces of matzah. One's called the prus, you'll have over there for the bracha. The second one's for the afikoyim. What exactly is the maisa shvira? Chazal can make any takonah they want to make, as far as, but they don't make a takonah, it doesn't make any sense. There's a loch to have over here a din of chtziya, to break the masa just to have two halves, so vayte, they're not mesakin brachas on a pulu, which is not more than hechetimtze. It's a means to an end, that's not something which warrants a bracha. Reb Chaim in Sefer, Reb Chaim in Chashchita, when he speaks about a kvi, he speaks all kinds of klolim where you don't make a bracha, and it's a mur, and it's a shlema, there's gedorim where you do make and don't make brachas. But it all starts if you have a pu'ula, which is considered a ma'isa mitzvah. The question of the mitzvah is not nigmar. Our problem is that we don't understand the ma'isa mitzvah that comes to an act of shvira. What exactly is it supposed to mean? It would seem, and I'm going to take the Rambam over here and understand what the Rambam is telling us here. The Rambam tells us that gevaldige chiddush. We're talking about b'shas de p'tiyas of us when we break it down, k'shon is b'prusa. And I understand as follows. Take a look, the mashmois of the Rishonim Rashi came out and says it clear. Taka shloni de prusas is, we understand that the ani, because he's a poor person, has a broken piece of bread. That's what he has. He doesn't have a shleim until he manages to scrounge together. He doesn't go buy himself a loaf of bread. He picks up the morsels that he can get his hands on. That's the prusa. That actually is the prusa. You would see him, it's sharper. An ani may have an entire piece of bread, but because he's an ani, what he wants to do, he wants to save part of the loaf now and part of the loaf for later. He takes the bread, he's purchased the bread, takes one for now, one for later. So the act of prisa, the act of chitzah, the act of breaking the loaf of bread is daka shaloni. So it becomes now something which is not simply a question of what the tzudas apas is, but rather over here you have an aloch which is now a discussion of how you eat, how the oni eats. And we'll understand the Rambam kipshuta, and the Rambam tells us of yamurdi kechidish. Rambam tells us there's halacha of breaking the pas because that's how an oni eats pas. He takes two shleimos. And indeed, the poskim are bothered by this. Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam says that the reason we break the pas before the Rambam is because it's not pasig. It's not a thing to do when you have two shleimos in front of you. Break one and make a bracha on a prusa. There's lekatchilas nimechas brachas and mechayv. You make a bracha on a shleima. He says that's why we break it earlier and we're keveya as man at the beginning of the seder. Otherwise, we'll get caught up with the seder and forget what we're supposed to do. Kilu, he pushes it all for a ma'isa shvira, which is supposed to take place b'shas da'achila, because that's what a nani does. So suddenly there's a shift in our understanding. It's not simply a question of having two pieces because you need a prusa, and the tzura of the achilas pas, the heft of the pas, is a nifras, it's a broken piece of pas, but rather there's a need to break the pas and eat a piece and not the other piece. That's how you do it. You break and you put something away. You save it for a later point. That's dak shloni b'prusa. So we understand the Rambam shita. That understand the shmuz of the Haggadah Shal Pesach. We understand the Rambam Shita, that he tells us over here something, Adav Nifla. He says, the halacha is, Ma da'aka shaloni b'prusa means, an oni, when he eats, takes the piece of bread, breaks the piece of bread, and puts it away for a later day. That's da'aka shaloni b'prusa. That makes a lot of sense. B'shas achilasa, that's how he does it. the break of later on, just a ma'aseh prisa b'alma would seem to be something which is chasa lagamrei, in the loch of da'akish l'olayz b'prusa. So the Rambam did indeed tell us two things. A, the tzur of the achila is not just the piece of bread, but rather how you eat the prisa b'alma, which you break the bread. You break the piece of bread, and you put one away, and that's why it makes a lot of sense to do it later on. So now, our understanding at the beginning of the Seder, to break the bread b'shas ma'aseh, seems to be it's nechsalonu, this halacha b'chlal of the achila, the ma'aseh prisa, the ma'aseh breaking it. And the Rishonim that discuss when you're breaking is talking about the Seder alayla that we have. Again, let's understand the shayla. The Rama makes a lot of sense. It makes sense for us to say that the achila is kederach shaloni, which is that you make a ma'aseh prisa b'shas the achila, because that's how the yoni eats his piece of bread. He takes a loaf, breaks it, puts away a piece and eats it that way. That's fantastic. So the Rama makes a lot of sense that the yachatz takes place at the point that you're eating the piece of bread. And we understand another nekud. In the Rama, I have the right to discuss the discussion of a mitzvah, a broch, a mitzvah yachatz, because that's part of what a nani does. It's part of what a nani does. And you have to understand that as well, because although that's what a nani does, it's hard for us to say that to establish the tzuras advarim. To do that is a dover kosher. It's for the dover kosher. But that's how that makes sense. Lidi dan, and according to those we show him that indeed discuss the shayla of mavir and ala mitzvahs, they have two. There's another chemish, there's another two besides that. They have three matzahs rather. Furthermore, they're talking about before, they're talking yachatz in the seder that we have, in the Haggadah, which seems to be as the Rishonim lend themselves. It's a discussion of Alach Ma'anyo, the Amir, the Sipur, and so on and so forth. That seems to be a discussion that nothing at all to do with Da'akash Lalan Lifroy Sesapas. There's no Maisa Prisa. Again, it's a question of getting the two pieces of bread and fatik, not more than that. In Emerson, we go through the discussion of just making just a more broader discussion of this, what we spoke before, the Agoda Al HaPas. It needs a little bit of an explanation. The Truma Sakeshan in Tshuva speaks about the famous question whether one can make Kiddush Mibo'id Yoyim. Kiddush Mibo'id Yoyim. There he says that Avada the Halach is you can't make Kiddush Mibo'id Yoyim, you have to have Kiddush Dafka Balayla. And he speaks about this Braisa, the Chazal's Loshin that Bishah, and he makes it a point to say that the halach of CBTS Mitzrayim is b'sho shematza umorim menachem lefanecha. That means you don't need it b'fanecha b'fnat. He says b'furish. If that would be the issue, just take the matzah and make it earlier. It's talking about a time. So the whole braisa that says b'sho shematza umorim lefanecha does not mean that it has to be munach lefanecha b'poil, like the Rambam seems to understand, but rather it's nothing more than a time. The point of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be Leil Tezvov. It's the time that we have this din of Achilas Matzah Umorim. But not because of the Matzah Umorim Lefanecha. The Leket Yosha is Masik B'Toikim, but he says, of course, it means that's there. You have to have it present B'Shas Mais. And he says, for two things, both for the Haggadah Lechem Shoinu B'Dvar Ma'adeh, and furthermore, because of Aloch B'Vur Zeh, brings both of those down. He says, when you say Matzah Zu, you're supposed to have the Matzah standing in Fanecha, you say Matzah Zu as well. He says it's shloike divra pois. It seems to understand it's not there. He asks on the Rambam, it's not there b'fanecha. And it's mahani al ashir. He says you don't have to have the shulch oikinus hashulchan. It's not there. And the Rambam says matzazu is fine. He just doesn't understand that you can't have the matzah b'fanecha. In other words, Beis Bris that understands that the entire sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is upon the matzah is actually a machloikus rishonim. The very clearly the Truma Sadesh says it's a time. You don't need the matzah more present in front of you. And the mashmois and ramim is indeed like that. Orikinus ha-shulchan, as I said before. Now, what bothered me is interesting ha-or. They seem to be, there's two psukim that have this confluence, they come back and forth, they seem to be dealing two psukim. One is lechem oindi, lechem she'enu v'dvarim harbe, and the other is, bavur zeh le'imart el v'shosh matzah b'nofanecha. If you say l'fanecha like losh ha-michil al shulchanecha, the mashmois, which you have to have on your table, so suddenly you have over here two dinim, as to why the Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be on the matzah. One is, when you're talking about a talk in front of the matzah, according to those poskim can talk in front of the matzah. The other one is, lechem ayni, lechem she'ino b'dvarim harbe. I don't need both psukim. For the matzah, it seems redundant. For the mora, I understand. It's b'sah, she'matzah u'mora b'lofanech, the mora needs to have that. The sifur should be on the mora. If you see, that indeed it has to be in front of you. But as far as the matzah is concerned, once we have the posik, you have to be mesaper ala matzah. What's this halacha that over here lechem oini lechem she'enu dvarim harbe? So it comes to mind immediately. It leads us to dinim. One's halacha nilchas sipur, one's halacha nilchas matzah. As if to say that the matzah needs sipur, and the sipur needs matzah. So the way you describe the matzah is by saying the matzah, which is your yotze mitzvah matzah, would be if you came a mesaper on the matzah. And fakert, if a person has to see, has to be mesaper on a matzah, if he doesn't have matzah, he can't be mesaper either. The Biruch official Pearl Lawn is an Ha'oris in the Rapsag, the Rapsag, you go and say, a mitzvah clearly says, if a person does not have matzah, he has no mitzvah sipur in Tzias Mitzrayim. Pasha says, Pasha is potter from Tzias Mitzrayim, he doesn't have matzah to say the sipur about. The mitzvah, it's the Tanayli Yikuv and the mitzvah sipur, Mori Digi Chiddush. I have yet to find, however, anyone that says, that a person can't be mesaper, he shouldn't eat matzah. If it's for some reason he can't be mesaper, he shouldn't eat matzah. That's a Yikuv and the Chefter Shal Matzah. And I tried to understand the Yikuv and the Chefter Shal Matzah. It becomes a little bit less difficult to understand. I have to make this matzah into a matzah which is a bar sipur. You know, it's a halach to make the matzah the bar sipur. Suddenly breaking it would be not just an act for the sipur, but it becomes a din l'chas matzah. The matzah is a bar sipur insofar that the matzah is today that matzah upon which sipurim can be said. So that matzah becomes that matzah. I can now establish something called create the matzah shal sipur. So it's a ma'aseh shvira to make the matzah shal sipur. Somewhat of a chiddush. And again, like I say, I have yet to hear about a person who can't be mesaper, for some reason can't be mesaper, he wouldn't have a mitzvah achila of achilas matzah. You could say he could be kind mitzvah of achila matzahs. He wouldn't have lechem oini dikedin. He could start with these kind of svaras, but that's somewhat difficult. But we went on here, over here, something totally different. And no, I've learned this completely. I came to this only because of a lashon of the payot in Shabbos Agodol that you just said yesterday. So there's a payot, one of the piyutim there is, the payot that has from Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elim. Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elim was from the Gedoyli, all of the Rashi quotes him in a number of places, Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elim, from the Grace of Mekubolim, Grace of Paitonim. You know, it's an interesting story, I say as an aside, there's one point Rabbi Chaim in his career, he had a Yitzahor, Rabbi Chaim, that he wanted to change from three matzahs to two matzahs, Al-Derech the Goyin, Al-Derech the Rambam. Rabbi Chazelik told him, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And he based it upon this piece of pirate that I'm going to quote. And he says, it's not only a question of the Yishoyin, it goes back to the Mekubolim, Yosef Tevelim, that he said beforeish, you have to have three matzahs. V'shas Ma'aser Reb Chaim was Mekabel the Psak, he didn't go from three matzahs to two matzahs. So in other words, the pirate is important. I want to tell the Psaloshna the pirate, and over there, Duchtach, a Yisoyin Nifla, which emerges from the pirate. The pirate says like this. Loshna pirate. V'chad ochel yechtze achas misholesh matzahs. He just finishes bray pri abdomen, he makes on the carpus. Next words. V'chad ochel yechtze achas misholesh matzois ve'ibroch imo. When he now eats, kad ochel, these are the words, kad ochel, yechtze achas misholesh matzois, break one of the three matzois. He was what he said, there's three matzois mentioned in the Reisif Tevelin. He says, ve'ibroch imo. And he bavarns the Rishonim. Ve'ibroch imo, there is no brocha together with this ma'isa chatzitza. Ki'ilu I would clear. There's a need to make a bracha, as we said before, the Rishonim's diun of a bracha. A mavirin with bracha? No, there's no bracha. Continues. Mechtze b'ka'ara, mechtze b'shulchan lo'hasima, put half in the ka'ara, and half in the shulchan lo'hasima, then he speaks, Moshech ma'ha'ka'ara shnei tavshila, the yudin bisli goes weiter, goes through the night, and I'm in front of you the language, the hemshech, but it's important, one second. Just give me a sitter. Thank you. Moshech ma'akosh le'tavshilei de'inun bisra v'chavrat zlilei inam igarba v'shulei magbiye kor v'leim v'holach ma'ani v'kulei. Picks up the kor, says holach ma'ani v'kulei. Moshech le'skesheni b'arba hokel v'kana ben shol me'ob v'shoyel ma'nishtan, etc. Achad shosei, after he drank the second kois, Moshe Yedei, he washes his hands, and Mavarach on Tiyas Hadayim, L'chudei, here makes the bracha. V'shorei ha-moitzi al ha-shleimu di-lavei tartei di-dei. He makes ha-moitzi on the shleimu, which is the top. V'lo ochel minei ha-akati mi-dei, doesn't eat yet. V'kech prus, Mavarach lechel matzah be-melel, v'adi nahid ha-moitzi ochel v'choylel. Mavarach b'chazeret, and he goes weiter. The problem that I had was two words. After the carpet says the words v'kat ochel. The kad ochel means as he eats. Now the word kad ochel, as he eats, seems to be said. He's eating the karpas, as he's eating the karpas, breaks the yachatz. I understand the song goes geshmak, kadesh urchatz, kapas yachatz. But there's no aloch of smichus of karpas yachatz. There's no smichus of having the karpas and the yachatz as one. The kad ochel, as he's eating, kad ochel, as he eats, is he breaks a matzah. What was that supposed to mean? That bothered me. you find kadnoi b'shochiv. Kadnoi b'shochiv, the Taita says, b'shasmaisu, or take it from the yad, is there a tkifus here, kadochel? As I mean, the sheita gevaldige chiddush. In Emerson, the question over here is posed, and again, it's not a discussion for now, but you have the problem of kiddush makom sudo. We make kiddush, we have the entire haggadah be'emtza, and we haven't began the meal. Got a little bit of a hefsek between the kiddush and the kviyas hasudo, and the person which is the tzarich hasudo, haggadah goes to the sudo. There's all kinds of things to explain as to how we get out of this problem. But I think that what he's doing over here is a gevaldige chiddush. He's nachis to the fact that the ma'ase shvira is like the Rambam understands the ma'ase shvira, which means there's halacha to be shayver as a pas, to be purish as a pas, because that's achilas ha'oni. Achilas ha'oni has to be a ma'ase shvira, there's no question. The kad ochel means now he's about to eat. The kad means following right now. Ochel is talking about the meal, he's going to eat the pas. But he breaks it, and fakir, that's why he bavors, because there's a ma'ase shvira which is necessary for the later achila. His chiddush here is to disagree with the Rambam and says, I can do kederach shaloni, to make a ma'aseh priestess a pas, not at the time that I'm eating the pas, but actually beforehand. In other words, I'm starting the suda now. The first pool I do to the suda is to break the bread to be keveh. And I gain two things. A, I'm being keveh ma'achilu. I'm being maschel ma'achilu. I'm breaking the pas to eat it. And that's exactly what Anani does. I'm going to eat now. I'm going from kiddush to eat. And I break the pas. I'm making a pa'ulas shavira, because that's what Anani does. He breaks the pas. And it's mechuyi be'etzim to make a bracha. Don't make a bracha on that, because this achila techetimtze, or it's a ma'isa shavira. That's what Anani does. He breaks the piece of bread, put one away for the other side. And that's what he says when he goes later on. He says, by the way, you come there, you finish. He says, when he speaks about eating, he says, you're breaking the bread, and you didn't eat it yet. What was he pointing at? I know I didn't eat it. I didn't eat anything yet. I just broke the bread for that, but I didn't do anything. You didn't eat it yet. The point is, you broke the pas to eat it. Don't make a bracha on it, but you broke it to eat it. And that bread that you didn't eat yet is the bread you broke for the tachlis of right now making the amoytzi. You gain Rabbeinu Menoyach's problem, you don't break a piece of bread, b'shas da amoytzi, that you don't do. You gain the fact that right now, indeed, you have lechem she'oinu lov dvorim habi from the beginning, from the get-go, and you have a kiyim dim, mitchilosu v'ad soifoi. And that's what Yosef Tavelim is pointing out, karochel. So now I have a right to discuss a mevirin ala mitzvahs. There's a halach of shviris hapas. With this piece of pas, you'll be mekai mitzvahs, shviris hapas, and achilis hapas. And that's why they say, no, it's felt in the mitzvah. It's not an entire mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which you have a right to do. It's no problem with emavirin. You don't make a bracha on this mitzvah b'chlal. But of course, it's an act of shviris hapas. So now it's a gishmak, this is what he's saying. So be'emesin, the Rishonim all agree to the fact that the yachatz is an act of yachatz. At this point now, by the Seder, we sit down to the Seder, let's remember that the yachatz here is not simply breaking the piece over here, grade, but you're doing an act of yachatz. Right now, you're starting your meal, Rabbi, you're starting the meal, I'm breaking the pas to eat the other piece. I won't eat it yet because I have a while till I get there. I have to see that God on it. And right now I have the kiyum of prusa, not actually only the prusa, because today it's a broken piece of pas that he eats. His kaveh the suda on a broken piece of pas. And lechem shem devarim habi is beautiful. The Balatanya's lashon, he says clearly, is the halacha of bedafke, the same pas yoyts the chavasa is the same pas with which that you say the hagoda. That's what you're saying the hagoda on. Of course I broke it. The Marshal in Shuvah that he says, you take a shleima, Mahud to take a shleima. Because it's a ma'isa shvira. You're not taking a broken piece of matzah, you're taking a shleima and making it into a shvura. That's called a hidur mitzvah of making a shvura, creating a shvura, because the act of breaking it is indeed the haskholas hasuda. I am right now starting my meal by breaking a piece of bread to eat that piece of bread. In the interim, we'll have an hour or two of discussion about the agoda. With the lechem shel devarim harbei, the end of the day, I'll eat that bread that I broke the tzorich achilas priest's pas to be mekayim the din of eating a piece of pas lechem plus, which is dak shaloni. The Rambam meizu tam she felt that the halacha of the agoda, the oinu devarim harbei, is no such halacha which is mechayiv. This din that the lechem should be in mad dak shaloni plus, he says that's true in the achila which you do. B'shas the achila you break the piece of bread. You have no problem. He seems not to be bothered by the shayla of breaking the bread b'shas ma'aseh taking a shleim and breaking it the chalal. But we understand everything now. At this point, they're all in agreement with the fact that it's a tzad. We understand it's sad to call it a mitzvah. Chazal, betikunam, to eat, daka, or taich, the pasuk. Lechem oini madaka shal oni beprusa afkanan be beprusa means to be poiris v'oichel. To be poiris v'oichel is the achilas haoni. The question only, what point in the Seder do we establish that? As he's eating, he started another meal.
Right.
As he's eating, he breaks.
Before this is by Magid. Look, we say called Dichvan Yisiv Yechol by
Shulchan
Aruch. Yeah, like this is Geshmak. But Haka.
When they say
that,
because
Hatzorich Lom Halach Ma'an,
you
know me. Aha, they mean called
Dichvan Yisiv Yechol. It's not a shinoi that we do the yachatz first before the suda.
You said
to show that we're starting our suda, and mimeila it becomes a lechem oini because the oni started the suda.
But the shad is being dishmakim because it says of the matminim. So part of the kedesh shishla echilis. Why matmin lechem? It's the dinim here. That's all part of it. I'm starting to eat. I'm putting away the bread. What are you doing? You started to eat, you're putting away the bread away. Which one are you doing? Eating or not eating? But it's all an eating thing. Karoche. Okay,